Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where lots of people have wondered about when the race for president is going to have some very clear lines of delineation and is going to get a little bit more simple and easy to understand and less thousands of contenders all over the lot and possibilities here, possibilities there. Well, today is a day when one of the nationally recognized contenders for president on the Republican side has dropped out of the race. Who is it? We'll talk about it. There's also pressure on Chris Christie to drop out, but he won't. And I'll tell you why, because he just qualified today to make the debate. There will be four candidates at the debate, which comes tomorrow night. And those four candidates are Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis, of course, and then Nikki Haley. That group of four should put on quite a show, because it's desperate for them to try to change the idea that it is a Donald Trump race, that he is going to be the Republican nominee and probably be elected to a second term as president. What can he learn from the other president who achieved that feat? That was Grover Cleveland, who was elected president first in 1884, lost then in 1888, and came back in 1892. What happened when he came back? We will cover that with you, because it offers some lessons and some warnings for President Trump. Speaking of warnings, one of the biggest spy scandals in history of the United States, a penetration of really our highest levels of the State Department of National Defense, and penetration by a Cuban spy. He's not from Cuba, but he was giving all the available secrets for more than 20 years to the Cuban government, to the Castro regime. We'll talk about that and what that means for somebody who has degrees from Yale and Harvard, and is likely to spend the rest of his life in prison, very well deserved. And meanwhile, the latest on the war in Gaza, there is a potential of a very serious breakthrough with a very controversial tactic that the Israelis are pondering, and that, at least according to the Wall Street Journal, that the United States is not going to oppose. Here is the story. Israel has assembled a system of large pumps it could use to flood Hamas's vast network of tunnels under the Gaza Strip with seawater, a tactic that could destroy the tunnels and drive the fighters from their underground refuge, but also threaten Gaza's water supply, U.S. officials said. Today, by the way, the Israeli Defense Forces announced that the death toll for militants, for actual warriors, people with arms who are fighting them from Hamas, that death toll has now passed 5,000. So when you hear all of these stories about how many deaths there are in Gaza, it is emphatically not all civilians. It's not women and children. It includes literally thousands of the Hamas murderers and terrorists, and people who sort of see their role as that of martyrs. Remember, one of the great Palestinian terrorist outfits was not under Hamas, but under Fatah, under the Palestinian Authority. It's called the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. And when you have something called the Martyrs Brigade, doesn't that kind of imply suicidal missions? So basically Israel may be helping with that by flooding the tunnels. The Israel Defense Forces finished assembling large seawater pumps roughly 1 mile north of the Al-Shati refugee camp around mid-November, a couple of weeks ago. Each of at least 5 pumps can draw water from the Mediterranean Sea and move thousands of cubic meters of water per hour into the tunnels, flooding them within weeks. Israel first informed the U.S. of the option in early November, prompting a discussion weighing its feasibility and effect on the environment against the military value of disabling the tunnels, officials said. A U.S. official said they didn't know how close the Israeli government was to carrying out the plan. Israel hasn't made a final decision to move ahead, nor has it ruled the plan out, the official said. The weeks-long process of flooding the tunnels would enable Hamas fighters and potentially hostages to move out, a person familiar with the plan said. It isn't clear whether Israel would even consider using the pumps before all the hostages are released from Gaza, because they don't want to pump water into the tunnels and end up drowning or otherwise harming some of the hostages who are still held prisoner. There are more than 100 of them. It isn't clear whether Israel would even consider using the pumps before all the hostages are released from Gaza. The Palestinian militants who attacked Israel on October 7th took more than 200 hostages and brought them back into the Gaza Strip, the Wall Street Journal writes. The deliberation over the plan to flood the tunnels illustrates the balance Israel's forces must make between pursuing their war aims and the intense international pressure they face to protect civilians. The Israeli military campaign has flattened neighborhoods, and the fighting has displaced more than 1 million Gazans from their homes. Hamas has used the tunnel system to hide, move undetected between houses in Gaza, and to hold hostages. Some of the more sophisticated tunnels were built with reinforced concrete, contain power and communications lines. However, the belief is that if they do pump water into the tunnels, it would destroy them and destroy their utility for Hamas. There's also this report from the Israel Defense Forces through Newsweek. IDF forces have been pressing into southern Gaza and will leave no hiding place for Hamas fighters and other militants, a government spokesperson has said, as the Palestinian civilian death toll again spikes after withering Israeli bombardment. Alon Levy told a Jerusalem Press Club briefing this morning that the second chapter of Israel's war with Gaza is now underway. It's not a war with Gaza, it's a war in Gaza against Hamas. It's not against the civilian population there. With the IDF push toward the city of Khan Yunis being preceded by intense airstrikes. We're moving south to continue erasing the whole of Hamas infrastructure in the Gaza Strip, Levy said. All of its terrorist infrastructure, all of its governing infrastructure, we are going after every tunnel, every commander, because the goal of this war is to totally destroy Hamas. Total victory over the terrorist organization that perpetrated the October 7th massacre. At the same time, there is a new organization on the home front in Israel, and it's an organization that I think a lot of people around the world, regardless of how you feel about the nature of this fight and the nature of the history of the emergence of the State of Israel, this is something that people of goodwill will want to support. It's a story that hasn't gotten nearly the attention it deserves. It's a story about how the mothers of some of the young men who have been called up into battle are themselves organizing to support and to encourage the people at the front. We'll bring up the up to date with more on the spy from Cuba in the midst of the U.S. establishment. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show. We have some great news. We have some big news about the Michael Medved show. And it is a news that I think people will find very exciting and very positive. You can sign up at michaelmedved.substack.com to be the very first to know and to know all about the big news that we're talking about. Sign up at michaelmedved.substack.com, where we're doing a series of podcasts on Substack about some of the myths and lies and misunderstandings about the Middle East and the Middle East conflict. There was this morning some clarity that came from the president of Israel. Now, remember, Israel is a parliamentary system where the head of government is the prime minister. That would be Bibi Netanyahu, at least for the time being. And the head of state, the symbolic head of the country, sort of the equivalent of the King of England, is the president of Israel, who's Isaac Herzog, who has very, very strong support and really from all sides in Israel. He was on this morning on MSNBC, and he got an obnoxious question and gave, I think, just an outstanding and clear and well-reasoned answer. He got that question from Anna Cabrera of MSNBC, and then you'll hear his, I think, devastating, case closed, response. Listen.
If the goal is to make Israel safer and to make sure that the Jewish people are safer in the long run, is there no other way? Is displacing 2 million people and attacking refugee camps and hospitals the only way to go about this strategically?
Well, so, but Anna, where's the world? For decades we've been saying, first the world told us, get out of Gaza, get your settlements out of Gaza. We did that in 2005. We told the world and we told our people that it will be the new Hong Kong of the Middle East. We pulled out to the last iota. Then, within a year, they took it over with an Iranian-led platform and turned it into a military base with 10,000 missiles on our heads in the last 2 decades. What exactly are we supposed to do? Just sit idly by and be killed? That is the tragedy we face. And the world has many hypocritic leaders, especially in our region, who have financed this war machine, who's played it with the devil, who have danced with the devil, who have to look in the mirror and say to themselves, we have helped and develop an empire of monstrosity, of criminals, of terrorists who must be removed from our area.
Okay, and then he went even further. He said, we didn't want this war. God forbid. We went through hell. But we have to defend our people and enable everybody to go back to the region and live in peace. When he says go back to the region, he means the rebuilding and the repopulation of Gaza after the war is over. And Hamas has surrendered, and basically surrendered by saying we renounce violence and we will not attack our neighbors without provocation or to launch into a new war, which is very unlikely, or the Hamas will live up to the spirit of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. And I know that's a group associated with Fatah, not with Hamas, but it's the same idea, that somehow martyrdom is the greatest achievement you can have. There's more about the update on what is actually going on. The Israeli offensive into the Palestinian territory, controlled by the Islamist group since 2007, followed the Hamas-led October 7th attack into southern Israel. which killed some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and saw 240 taken back to Gaza as hostages. There are still 137 hostages being held in the Gaza Strip, the IDF spokesman said. President Joe Biden and White House officials have been urging their Israeli allies to do more to limit civilian deaths. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said yesterday that Israel had indicated there are areas where there will be no strike zones, and in those zones we do expect Israel to follow through on not striking. Asked if Israel would indeed respect some no-strike zones, Levy told Newsweek, yes, we will, but there will be no hiding place, no refuge for any Hamas terrorists. The U.S., Levy said, sees eye to eye with Israel about the strategic objectives of this war, which he said cannot end with Hamas still standing simply because it is choosing to hide behind women and children. The southern operation, Levy warned, is going to be difficult militarily. We are talking about armed battalions of Hamas fighters, and our soldiers are having to engage them in close-quarter fighting. That's why we have seen over 400 military casualties, that's killed and wounded, the mass majority in the initial onslaught by Hamas on October 7th. The IDF has so far acknowledged 86 deaths during its Gaza incursion. And concerning that incursion and the cost to Israeli families, there's actually a wonderful piece, and I salute them for running it, by Miriam Jordan. And she is reporting directly from Israel to the international edition of the New York Times. And she writes, the six mothers had gathered in a Jerusalem home on a recent Friday night to prepare challah, the braided bread that Jews eat on the Sabbath traditionally. After they recited a blessing that is part of the ritual, each woman added a prayer of her own. I just want everybody to come back alive and in one piece, mentally and physically, said one, her voice breaking. May they return in peace, said another, wiping away tears. With this challah, I want to bless my three sons who are in the army and all the soldiers, said Ruthie Tick, who had convened the mothers so they could comfort one another. Collectively, they had 10 sons serving in the Israeli army, either in Gaza fighting Hamas in response to the group's incursion and deadly rampage of October 7th, or in the north, where the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia has been launching missiles at Israel from Lebanon. No sooner had the women finished praying than a WhatsApp message appeared on Rebecca Haviv's cell phone. I'm going to be without a phone soon, wrote her son Adam, a 29-year-old combat soldier on reserve duty. Love you so much, Ma, and we'll be back in touch. We're going to be in touch with E.J. Dionne, columnist for The Washington Post, who is writing about how progressives and moderates can unite. Really? Should they? We'll get to that and more coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA USA News Update. The latest front in the fight over abortion is a push in places like Texas to ban so-called abortion traffickers. These abortion traffickers drive pregnant women to another state where the procedure is legal. Senator John Fetterman got Representative George Santos to unknowingly make a video on the celebrity video message platform Cameo, telling Senator Bob Menendez, whom Fetterman wants to resign over charges he acted as a foreign agent to Egypt, to stay strong. Santos is now available for messages on Cameo, but had no idea that Bobby from Jersey was Bob Menendez. Derek Chauvin has left the hospital. The former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd behind bars again after being stabbed 22 times by a fellow inmate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved Show, happy to welcome back to the show E.J. Dionne, who is one of the most respected and influential columnists in the country. He writes about politics in his twice-weekly column for the Washington Post. He's also a government professor at Georgetown University, and a visiting professor at Harvard University. Don't hold that against him. And a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution. He's also a frequent commentator on politics on National Public Radio. EJ, an amazing moment. We have another debate coming up for the GOP. You have a recent column about the GOP's hollow presidential primary being allergic to ideas. This is a campaign cycle where ideas go to die. Do you believe we're going to see more of that tomorrow night when Ramaswamy and Chris Christie and DeSantis and Nikki Haley all show up there on the stage for a four-way debate?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. In a funny way, you might have had more ideas in the Gavin Newsom DeSantis debate on Fox the other night, if only because in defending what each of them did as governor, they had to defend substantive things. I think the fact that DeSantis did that debate showed the trouble he's in. I don't think he would have taken that on if he hadn't needed a boost. But I don't expect too much in the way of ideas. But it's going to be a very interesting moment. I think, problem one is how can a debate be real if the guy who's way ahead in the polls is not participating in the debate? And on the whole, I think these debates have been very good for Donald Trump because the candidates involved in the debate spend most of their time tearing each other apart. And with the exception of Chris Christie and for a while when he was in there, Asa Hutchinson, none of these candidates want to take on Trump, with the result that a lot of the attack going back and forth is on each other. And so I suspect, to the extent that Trump watches these things, I suspect he does, he's probably chuckling at what they're doing to each other to make it harder for one of them to emerge as the real challenger.
And there's been a lot of speculation that Nikki Haley is most likely, because she tends in the previous three debates, she has gotten a lot of plaudits for giving the most coherent and effective debate performance. If she does that again, and if the polling continues the way it is, isn't she likely sometime before the Iowa caucuses on January 15th to emerge as the principal challenger to Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, I think that if she were ever to get elected president, she should give Ramaswamy a nice ambassadorship to a lovely Caribbean island.
Because how about another planet?
Well, that too, from my point of view. But I think Ramaswamy has been very important to her emergence because the ways in which she managed to take him on, it was a kind of surrogate for taking Trump on, but she just looked very strong and clever and a good debater. And I think that while there is some small section of the party that likes him a lot, I think most Republicans watching that are kind of annoyed by him, let alone all Democrats. And so I think that's been good for him. I tend to, I am reluctant to buy the conventional wisdom that Haley is sort of the leading candidate only because it's conventional wisdom. But in this case, I'm inclined to think it's right because, you know, putting aside what anybody else said, when I watched those debates, she did look to me like one of the strongest people on the stage, and I wrote that a couple of times, and so I do think the debates have been very important to her. Secondly, I think all of these candidates are trying to do a two-step, which is to sort of say, I'm better than Trump, Trump can't win, I can win, I can beat Joe Biden, without really going after Trump, and I just think she's done that two-step better than the other candidates had, and she's done a lot of two-stepping. I think her long-term advantage right now is that she's very good at sort of standing on several sides at the same time. That's a problem later on, but I think a lot of Republicans who don't want Trump look at her and say she may have the political smarts to pull this off. I think abortion is a good example of that, where she insists that she's a staunch right-to-lifer on the one hand, and on the other hand says that everybody should be very open-minded about this, and she's suggesting the party really can't run on this because their position is very unpopular. That happens to be true, I think, but it's hard to say that and at the same time assert you're a staunch right-to-lifer.
Okay, right now there is a great deal of material about what a Trump second term would look like. And I haven't read it yet, but The Atlantic magazine has devoted its entire issue to the dystopian nightmare of a Trump second term and the end of democracy if Trump is reelected. Does some of this hysteria, some of the extraordinarily alarmist rhetoric on the left actually help Trump because it makes it sound as if the other side is really afraid of him? Is that partly contributing to his leadership in these Republican polls?
I'm not sure that the left's response to Trump on these issues, on the democracy issues, contributes to that. Obviously, a lot of Trump's strength, particularly I think among evangelical Christians, is they love him for owning the libs. So I suppose anything we liberals say about him, he's going to use to rally those votes. I do think that this conversation about what Trump would do in the second term is in fact very serious and not hysterical, because almost all of it comes from what Trump himself has said or what the people planning a new Trump administration over at the Heritage Foundation and elsewhere have been saying about what they would do, the kinds of people Trump would bring into the administration. It sounds like it's going to be an administration full of people he pardoned. And so I don't think this is hysteria. I think one of the best pieces of this sort, and perhaps I'm a little biased because he's my colleague at the McCourt School of Public Policy at Georgetown, but Don Moynihan had a very quiet, rational piece talking about here's what Trump and his people have said that they would do to the federal government, that they would do to the civil service, that basically everyone Trump hired would not simply be a loyalist in the broad sense of being a Republican and a conservative, but be have really completely personal loyalty to Trump and whatever he did. And I think that's something that should alarm conservative Republicans who aren't necessarily Trumpists and who think about limited government. And I think that what he has in mind, not what liberals are saying about him, but what he said himself, suggests a kind of presidency that goes beyond the imperial presidencies that have been criticized in the past. I think the debate within the left is he Mussolini or is he merely Orban? And I think that the prospect of his being someone like Orban, again, that's appealing to some part of the Republican Party, but that's a pretty scary prospect. It certainly is to me.
Well, I want to speak a little bit about the future of NATO, because the one thing that is most alarming is President Trump continues to talk about considering, he says, withdrawing the United States from NATO. And right now we have all kinds of news about how Ukraine is desperate, awaiting some action by the U.S. Congress to provide the aid that we've promised. And that most people in the United States think should be going to Ukraine. We will get to that and more with E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post. And the idea of building new coalitions politically in this country, that coming up on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Holiday season, where I hope there are only positive developments for everybody who's listening to me. E.J. Dionne is with us. He is the columnist. His columns are read around the world for the Washington Post, where he does two columns every week on politics and world affairs. And right now, one of the things about President Trump's promises about his second term, if he wins the election, one that alarms a lot of people, and not all of them liberals by any means, but NATO has been the most successful world alliance in history in terms of keeping the peace and guarding the members who are part of that alliance and preventing them from receiving and dealing with attacks and wars and security and creating something like a world order. But why would it be that it makes political sense for someone like President Trump to talk about pulling out of NATO? What's wrong with that platform plank, which appears to be increasingly featured in his speeches?
Well, first of all, I obviously completely agree with you that that withdrawing from NATO and blowing up NATO would be foolish. We used to say, and it's still true, that NATO defends the free world, and that continues to be the case. But I think you really see the origins of this kind of politics in Pat Buchanan's campaign way back in 1992, and I covered that campaign, actually. And I think when the Cold War ended, an old sort of tendency on the right reemerged. You know, people call it isolationism, or they can call it anti-interventionism, whichever they want to go way they want to go with that. But it was a mistrust of alliances like NATO. And so ever since then, ever since the end of the Cold War, you've had this strain of conservative thinking getting stronger. And then with Trump, with his affection for strongmen, and we won't sort of go into what may or may not have happened in the 2016 campaign with Putin. But put that aside, Trump is clearly sympathetic to strongmen. And I think what's fascinating right now is the building of a kind of new political coalition. I happened to have the privilege of going to a book party a couple weeks ago for an Ukrainian-Australian. He's been involved in Labour Party politics in Australia. And he spent a year in Ukraine as a reporter and wrote a novel called The Sun Will Rise. The book party was being given by Barry Jackson, who used to work for John Boehner and President George W. Bush and has been a loyal conservative Republican all his life. It was co-sponsored by the National Review Institute. And you look at somebody like me and say, what's somebody with his politics doing at a party like that? But the fact is there were other people who were liberal there. All of us believe that standing up for Ukraine at this moment in history is absolutely the right thing to do. And it's insane that this aid to Ukraine, which they so desperately need right now, can't get through Congress when the vast majority of both houses favors passing this aid. And it's getting all hung up on how strong will the immigration provisions in this bill be. And we shouldn't be holding Ukraine aid. First of all, Biden has given quite a bit on tougher border policy in the bill he proposed. Democrats in the Senate are willing to give a bit more. But instead of saying, let's take a deal and pass Ukraine aid, it's still being held up. But I'm hoping that this left-right coalition, which does exist in the Congress, is allowed to emerge on the floor, and we can help the Ukrainians, because defeating Russia here, they are fighting a war. We're not sending soldiers there. They are fighting a war that will contain Putin and Russia, and that is in our interest.
And the results, if Ukraine loses this war, is forced into accepting the a Russian seizure of a great deal of Ukrainian property and territory.
Maybe 25% of their country.
Yeah, it's but what comes next would be indeed terrifying. And by the way, the other thing is that the hold up on Ukrainian aid, because there's a hold up negotiations about the border, has also been holding up desperately needed anti-aircraft and anti-missile replenishment for the Israelis, who are in the midst of fighting an existential war.
For the United States of America, because we need to replenish our own supplies. They're 100% right. And there's, this makes no sense, and it makes the United States look terrible in the eyes of the rest of the world. We have been rallying Western Europe to support Ukraine, and Western Europe has been very supportive, but there's some softening there as well. And, you know, I think the role of our country should be to try to strengthen that resolve to continue to support Ukraine in this fight.
Let me talk to you for a moment about Joe Manchin and his potential race for the presidency of the United States. Your most recent book is called Code Red, How Progressives and Moderates Can Unite to Save Our Country. Is part of the uniting that you talk about, would that work well as a centerpiece for a Joe Manchin campaign?
I don't think so, because what I argued in that book is to defeat Trumpism, given the array of forces in the country, the natural coalition is center and left, even going a bit into the center right with Republicans like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and others who also see that threat. Mitt Romney made a very strong statement about that this week. And I think Joe Manchin could not build the kind of coalition that was needed. And in any event, I think all the polling shows that running as a third-party candidate, perhaps on this no-labels ticket, would have no chance of winning the election, probably no chance of winning any state, but would, on the whole, take more votes away from Biden than Trump. And so I think a Manchin candidacy would likely have the effect of hurting Biden and helping Trump. I happen to be of the view that in the end Manchin won't run. I'll make that as a sort of prediction, but you know, when I come on the next time and I'm proven wrong, you can tell me I was wrong. But I just have a feeling in the end he's not going to run for president.
And but that will leave. There's a brand new poll today that shows Robert Kennedy Jr. getting 14% of the vote. And most of the results of this poll show that those votes would be taken not from from Trump, but from Biden. Your thoughts about Robert Kennedy Jr.'s campaign?
You know, I've been very surprised by these recent polls. I mean, you know, I come from Massachusetts where the name Kennedy is magic. I joke that the town I grew up in, the turnout slogan was vote for the Kennedy of your choice, but vote. And there was actually a gentleman named John F. Kennedy who worked in the Gillette factory, put his name on the ballot for state treasurer, and he won in 1954 because his name was John F. Kennedy. And when it came time, he decided he wanted to run for governor. The Democratic Party qualified two other John Kennedys for the ballot just to split the John Kennedy vote. So there is a certain, certainly where I'm from, there's a magic to that name. But I've been surprised by these polls because the earlier polling showed him much, much weaker than that. And you've got to believe that either there is a mass of anti-vaxxers in the country who are ready to form a gigantic coalition, or there's some nostalgia, or people are, for the moment, casting a protest vote in the polls. And I think that's one thing to bear in mind about polling at this point. You know, people aren't making a choice now about whom they want to be president. People, I think, can send signals of discontent when they answer pollsters' questions, and that's probably part of what's happening with the Robert Kennedy vote.
Let me conclude, E.J. Dionne, by asking a question I've put to a number of other people who follow politics very closely. And who do you think, if President Trump wins the Republican nomination, he's likely to select as his running mate?
You know, I want to say Marjorie Taylor Greene just for fun. If I had to guess, I'd guess Tim Scott. But I have no idea. I do not pretend to understand Donald Trump's mind enough to answer that question.
Well, we're all going to be probing what that mind brings forward. There were some amazing statements over the weekend. We'll talk about some of that with, yes, Bill O'Reilly. Where is he on all of these key issues regarding the Middle East and Israel and Ukraine and supporting Ukraine and the United States foreign policy and domestic politics? That all coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.